Good morning, Eddie.
Yes.
Hi, Eddie. This is Zach calling with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you asking. I was just following up on the web registration we had received from you. Is this a good time to talk? Do you have a little bit of time to talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to touch base and see what you're looking to do, see how we could potentially help out the business there.
Well, I was just, I got that thing in the mail and I thought, well, what the heck, I'll stick it in there and see if we're qualified for something.
Sure.
We're a steel fabrication facility.
Okay.
We're a small family owned corporation. My father started the business back in 1958, and I came to work there in 1973.
Wow.
And I've been there for 43 years. And
congratulations.
Thank you. it's a damn accomplishment in today's time. That's true.
Absolutely.
we cater primarily, to the coal industry.
Okay.
To the rock quarry industry, to the aluminum industry, and then we also just do steel fabrication for a lot of other different type organizations.
A lot of commercial projects
or business. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we have there's like a chemical company over here at Henderson, Kentucky, and they have branches all over the United States, and they'll have like these big tanks and stuff that they have different chemicals in. And they'll need like a mezzanine to go halfway around that tank, and then a set of staircases to go up to it, so they can go up and they have a beam across the top where they can put chemicals in their tanks and stuff.
Sure.
And we'll fabricate those mezzanines and just ship them to wherever they say. And we do stuff to Houston, Texas, and Indianapolis, and St. Louis, Atlanta, and different places. But anyway, we do a lot of that type of stuff. Well,
okay.
This year our business has been off about 44%.
Oh, no.
And, this Obama's war on coal has flat killed us. And
I was about to ask, what did you think was contributing to that? And you nailed it.
Yeah, that's it. And then everybody, of course, I've watched this pattern for all these years. It always slows down in the presidential election year. I don't know why, but it always comes to a crawl. And everybody just is waiting to see what happens.
Right.
I can go back through my records and show you every presidential election year will be down at least 25 or 30% anyway.
Wow.
And then it bounces back. But this year has been worse because of the war on coal. But it just seems that we're constantly struggling with trying to keep inventory and then meet all your daily expenditures. And we don't really have a significant amount of debt for what we have. We've got we have like six buildings down there, and we've got like one our main shop is it's like 60 feet wide and 240 foot long.
Uh-huh.
It's 35 foot tall and has a 20 ton bridge crane that runs the full length of it.
Oh, wow.
And then we have, we have lathes and we have press brakes, we have shears and saws and drills and that type of stuff and all kinds of welding machines. And but anyway, I think I'm just trying to see. I've reached the end of what I don't know what to do now. I've got a line of credit at the bank, and we keep that thing maxed out all the time.
Okay, what is that by chance, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, actually, one is $40,000.
Okay.
And but now a couple years back, it's been about 4 or 5 years ago, we went ahead and we just consolidated everything that we had into one loan, and it was only $250,000 was all that we owed anybody.
Okay.
And we've got that one down to like $196,000, I think. But then, times would get tight, and hell, I'd take like two or three of the trucks that I had that I already had paid for, and I'd take the titles back to the bank and maybe borrow $30,000 on two or three of the trucks, and just make a monthly payment on them like I would if I'd financed them. one. Right. And then I took like a couple of other pieces of equipment and put them up for collateral for another small loan at like $25,000, and I make payment on that. Uh-huh. And then I've got two or three of my credit cards that I've kind of got about half maxed out that were personal cards that just like I just need them, you know, to buy materials and this and that.
Yeah.
It's just hard to, we're a distributor for a steel product called Hardox 450. It's made by SSAB Corporation, which is a Swedish brand of steel. They also have a mill in the United States down in Alabama. We carry a lot of inventory for them. We have a sort of an area we've been selling it for since 1986. It's one of those things, it's great to be a distributor, but I have to buy and maintain my own inventory.
Right.
And it's like I told him, I said, it's kind of like asking our troops to go into battle, but telling them that you got to buy your own bullets.
Yeah.
I said it's tough because it comes like in 8 foot wide, 24 foot long sheets. And I try to keep in stock 1/4 inch and 3/8 and half and 5/8 and 3/4 and 1 inch and 1/4 inch and a half and 2 inch. Well, you can have, you know, $70,000 to $80,000 worth of inventory laying out there and still not maybe have a piece that you need if a customer calls for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, those are the dilemmas that I face.
I can identify with. Absolutely. I did finish carpentry for about 12 years, so I can really identify with you regards to having that inventory in stock and having the different size sheets. In this case, you know, it was wood for me, and, you know, having the correct size or even the correct material, you know, that is an issue sometimes. So you think you have it all, then a customer wants something totally different. So I totally understand.
Yeah.
So I can really identify with that struggle there. It sounds like you're just looking for a bridge loan of sorts to when things pick up next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there a specific dollar amount in mind that would get you through this slower time?
No, I just kind of thought, that's the thing about us is, we've always been known as a slow pay customer. I mean, you know, that's just been the nature of our business.
Right.
The reason that is sometimes if you had a second, if you would go to www.westkentuckysteel.org.
I actually looked at you guys this morning.
Okay. All right. Anyway, that's my website. And
yeah.
You can see some of the stuff that we do, some of those buckets and stuff that we build for the coal industry, and stuff, some of those take 3 and 4 and 5 months.
Right.
Well,
right.
You know, I get paid a little bit along on them as I go, but you can pay your men, and you got to pay your employees.
Absolutely.
And you
got
to buy the welding wire to weld them all up with, you know, and the iron and the acetylene to cut them with. And then, you know, you got to pay your insurance, and you got to pay your workers' comp, and, you know, you got to pay your utility bill, and you got to pay the phone bill, and you got to pay this and that. And then before you know it, just you're running out of money before the month's done. But anyway, you get organizations like Dun and Bradstreet. And, you know, I used to, I would pay them over $1,000 a year, and I didn't get shit from them. You know, they never helped me. I'd send them information. They never helped me build my credit score to where I looked favorable with them. And, you know, now I'm 61 years old, and I figure, you know, I've got to work probably 10 more years. And or at least 8 or 9, you know.
Right, yeah.
And I thought, you know, there's no sense in me paying Dun & Bradstreet $1,000 a year, and paying the Better Business Bureau $1,000 a year, and paying the National Federation of Independent Businesses $1,000 a year.
It's a racket.
$3,000 a year that I'm
no
really
help.
Pissing out. What, exactly. And, I mean, in 10 years' time, that's $30,000 that I could just, you know, could go to me instead of to them.
Shoot, that's a new work truck.
And I just told them, I said, you know, I'm not doing it. And they're like, well, no, there are people that are looking at your life. I'm like, you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm at that point. I don't care anymore.
It's like they're trying to hold you hostage for your business.
Yeah.
And at this point, you're like, look, I've been in the business for over 50 years, you know?
Yeah. And it's just, but you know, when I don't do that, it's like you kind of also makes you wonder, like, when you don't do that, if they do stuff to make you look even worse, like not updating it or putting some information in your file, like, well, you know, you know, we've tried and we can't get any cooperation from them or blah, 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 you know. And
yeah.
Or if they have you ranked as like in a certain number of businesses that actually fail or this or that. So you don't know whether they're screwing you on the backside because you didn't pay $1,000.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't know what that looks like on me, but I do know that, you know, we don't have a really, really pretty credit history picture. And
okay.
Now that being said, there's never been anybody in our 57 or 58 years that we have not paid. You know, we've never
okay.
had a debt. Now I've had one or two that was turned over. Hell, I had one back that last year Sherman Williams, and we'd gotten a little bit behind with them, you know. And I told the girl, I said, she's like, well, I'm gonna send that into a collections, and I said, well, don't do that. I said, first of all, you're just giving up 30% of your damn money. I
yeah.
said, because I'm gonna pay you. And I said, but so, you know, don't do that. I said, all it does is make my credit look bad. And I said, you're just going to lose mine. I said, I promise you I'm going to pay you. I've been
mm-hmm.
doing business with you for 20 years.
Yeah.
And sure enough, she said, okay, I'll wait. So I sent her a little bit of money, and it wasn't 2 weeks later. I got a damn note from an attorney in Louisville that she had turned it over. Well, I called him on the phone, and I told him the exact scenario. I told him, I said, hey, I've been paying on that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you know, I'll do you the same way. And he said, that's fine. And I think I made him 3 payments in about 2 months' time and paid that thing off. And, you know, and of course, I would have done the very same thing had it been with, you know, she hadn't turned it over.
Yeah,
but she had to go ahead and do that. Yeah,
exactly.
And that just shows up on my credit report.
Yeah,
I had a collection there.
And I think that's BS.
It really ticked me off pretty good.
I don't blame you. So Eddie, I just want to give you a little information about, you know, a program that I think that might be a good fit for you. We have a working capital program, and basically, it's based off of the sales from the year previous. We're able to lend you, you know, 10 to 12% of what you did last year in gross annual sales to use as you see fit, you know, for operational expenses, purchasing inventory, you know, paying down debt, things of that nature. And they're typically shorter term in nature, you know, about 6 months to 2 to 3 years in length. So it's just a matter of, you know, the length that you're looking for and, you know, what you're looking for as far as a dollar amount. Do you know, ballpark or what you guys did in sales last year by chance?
Well, yeah. Last year, no, we're not talking 2016. We're talking 2015. Right?
Correct.
Okay, 2015, I think our sales was about 1.6.
Okay.
And the year before that, and a couple years before that, they were more like 1.7 and 1.8. Now, unfortunately, that's like this year, with us being down about 44%, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're gonna come in probably just short of $1 million this year.
Okay.
And so you can see that's a significant drop
there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're basing it off of last year's sales. So we would be going off the 1.6 number. And, you know, just based off that, it sounds like we could get you, you know, somewhere around 160 to potentially, you know, 180, 185 as unsecured cash to use as you see fit. You know, would that be helpful for the business?
Yeah, that would be tremendously helpful.
Okay. And again, these are shorter term in nature, and there's three different payment options there. There's a monthly, daily, and a weekly payment option. It's just a matter of seeing, you know, which tier you fit in as far as that is concerned. You know, we take a look at credit. We take a look at time in business. You guys have a tremendous amount of time in business, so that's not a factor. And we look at cash flow, and those would be the determining factors to see what we can make available. You know, we do take in consideration if you did have any other, you know, working capital loans out currently. It doesn't sound like you do. You know, and those would be the factors that we'd take a look at, and we work pretty quickly. It's about a 24-hour turnaround. Once I receive the information, I package it for our underwriting. They run it through their algorithms and can have feedback for you in just about a day. So it's a pretty painless process.
Okay.
I would, and again, the rates started right around 10 cents on the dollar as it is unsecured, but on the back end of things, there are significant early payment discounts, which counter, you know, the little bit more expensiveness of the loan. So if you had plans on paying it off early, certain programs will allow you to, we would forgive 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs would allow us to forgive 6% of the remaining balance. So again, there's trade-offs there for it being a little more expensive on the front end. The back end of things can help alleviate that.
Okay.
What I'd like to do is shoot you out an email with our application. It's very simple on one page, and a list of the other requirements that we would need to take a look at to see what we make available for you. And okay. I do have wkentuckysteel@bellsouth.net. Would that be the best email address?
Yeah, that's straight to my desk.
Okay, excellent. And, it sounds like, is there an immediate need there? Are you in the kind of the preliminary stages of just checking out what's available?
Yeah, I just kind of seeing what's available, what's out there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And also seeing what the terms and conditions and stuff are, you know.
Sure.
And it may be a really good fix for something like that, because that would give me enough to, you know, to pay off some of those little debts that I just got.
Yeah, give you some breathing room.
And then get my inventory back up, you know, to do some things and catch up on some bills that I'm a little bit behind on.
Sure.
And then still give me some operating capital.
Exactly. And that's exactly what these are designed to do. And, you know, the fact that part of it is going to get you return on investment, you know, makes it make sense to me, at least. I feel like I've been doing a lot of talking. Eddie, did you have any further questions for me before we
I'm interested to see what kind of proposal you're going to send me.
Certainly.
I look forward to doing that and seeing at least what's out there, whether we use it or don't use it or whatever. But I think it really would be a good fit for me if we could work out something like in that normal area.
Certainly. And there is no obligation to you whatsoever. So, you know, we make an offer. If it doesn't seem like it's a good fit, you know, at least we tried and you know that money is there for you. But again, there's no obligations. And as far as we do take a look at credit, but we Experian just opened up a new feature for us. So when we look at it, it does not show up on your credit report. So there's no down the road, if you know you're looking to finance something else, this will not show up because we do a soft pull on credit. So it's a kind of a nice thing as well. So, that's the gist of the program there. And it does sound like it could be a good fit for you. I'll put together this email and I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes. Do you think you might be able to get that information back today, or should I give you the weekend to gather everything and maybe check in on Monday?
Yeah, let's do that, because we work 4 10-hour days. We work a 40-hour week on Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
And we're off on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that was another reason why I kind of scheduled it like about 11 o'clock today, because I knew I would be here at the house where I just have time to talk to you.
Perfect.
And I'll be back in the office on Monday. And then I can pull all that stuff and send it back to you.
Sounds good. How about I'll just check in with you if I hadn't heard anything back by the afternoon on Monday, just reach out to you just to touch base and see where you're at with everything?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. Well, Eddie, hey, it was a pleasure to meet and speak with you today. Keep your eyes peeled. I'm going to shoot that email out to you in about 10 minutes here. And, help you have a great weekend. And we'll talk on Monday.
Okay. All right. You too. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for your time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.